Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Marie Dubuque. Marie is the author of a number of books, seven actually. I don't have one in front of me. She'll have to fix that one of these days. But she is a certified life coach and an expert in interpersonal communications. Marie, you want to give us the title of one of your books?
Witty Comebacks for Idiotic Insults. That's the most popular one, and they're e-books. They're just little e-books.
Right. That's the reason I don't have it in front of me. That's what all these ones and zeros laying on my desk are, aren't they?
But that's the thing. I mean, people, I don't know what it is now, but people are meaner. Do you think that, Jim? I mean, maybe it's because I have a YouTube channel.
Do you think
and everybody
it's,
vents? And
it's
I get,
interesting. It's interesting
it.
that you say that. What do you? Let me throw out an idea, folks. Early in the previous segment, we talked about insensitive bully bosses, and in that case, it happened to be a guy. It didn't have to be a guy. There are women who do that too. We call them mean girls, right? But do you think you laid this down? You threw this out there that are people meaner than they used to be? Well, let me ask you a question: is it possible that all of the faceless tech-com that we've got, all the faceless digital communications that we have, email, texting, social media, etc., is it possible that that has made people to be a little more aggressive and maybe less responsible for what they say, and yep, that carries over into face-to-face? I'm just asking the question. What do you think?
Absolutely, because you're not getting the facial response.
Or being held responsible face-to-face when you say
right.
it.
And you don't know these people, and you don't care. We communicate with so many different people, but we don't have relationships with these
right.
people, so we don't care. And so that makes people ruder and meaner than ever.
Well, and maybe not even just ruder and meaner, But the first thing is they're more aggressive.
Right.
They're
self-centered, so they want everything right now. That's another problem with the tech world right now. We need everything right now, and if we don't get it, we're mad. And so it's people aren't patient. They don't care. They want everything right now. I want it right now, darn it.
Right. Well, you know, that's something that the young people tell me, that the reason they don't like email is because it's too slow.
Right. And if they don't get a response within 5 seconds, they're mad about that, too.
Yeah.
it's frustrating.
So what do we do about that?
Well, I think we have to realize that the person at the other end of the tweet or the Facebook message or the phone is a real person with real feelings. And
how about a life? Maybe you're not, as much as you want to be, you're not the center of their universe.
Exactly. Right. And you touched on mean girls, Jim, before. I'm seeing this a lot as well. As women get higher in the workplace and they take on more authority, I'm finding that they're not helping other women. You would think they would. With men, I'm not going to try to sound, I'm not meaning to be sexist,
right.
but
Sandberg,
in a way I am.
Sandberg wrote a book about that, right?
Yeah, I mean.
The what's your first name? Sandberg with Facebook, the CFO of Facebook, I guess it is. She was, I've forgotten her name. Anyway, she Lean In, she was the title of the book.
Yes, mm-hmm. I think I saw her.
She basically proposes in the book that women aren't mentoring other women. Is that what you're saying?
They're not. Right.
You subscribe to that.
They're competing with each other. And men have this buddy system, and I like to call it a good old boy system sometimes, which can be very bad if you're not one of the good old boys.
Let me tell you what the better word for that is called chivalry.
Yeah.
See, chivalry, a lot of people are confused about chivalry. Chivalry thinks it's where I take your arm and help you down the stairs, Marie. Or I take my coat off and lay it in the puddle, so to speak, the old joke about that. Or chivalry means I'm a gentleman to ladies. Chivalry is really more about men to men than it is men to women. Chivalry there's a level of respect among men that is part of manhood. And I don't think women have that. Chivalry is not really alive in among women, the relationships women to women. What do you think?
Yeah, do you equate it with camaraderie, maybe? I think of that as camaraderie, but you call it chivalry. But yeah, the same sort of situation where men will they'll have your back. But with women, it's all a competition. Oh, the younger woman, oh, she's a threat. I can't help her. I can't mentor her because she's a threat.
Well, I mean, that's what I hear other women talking about. I hear women saying that. How do we fix this?
Oh, my gosh. We need to change the whole dynamic in the workplace. Doesn't it seem like that? I wish I could do it. But we have to help each other rather than look at each other as a threat.
Right.
I don't see that just in the workplace. I see it in social situations as well. I mean, it's like you have to change their entire mindset. Could we do it? I'd like to see that.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think, though, that there's something to the way we communicate these days. I do believe that society is losing something because we're losing face to face. We need to do more face to face and voice to voice, meaning pick up the phone, Marie. Give us your website quickly,
text.
Marie.
I know.
Give us your website, Marie, quickly.
Oh, it's youtube.com/MarieDubuque.
Thanks, Marie. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you. Bye, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.